And peace from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. Well, it is the weekend of Memorial Day. And for some of us, that means it's an extra day to be with family, a long weekend to maybe have a grill out or to do something else that's fun. But for many of us, this day is also a day of sadness, a day of grieving, remembering the lost life, remembering the cost of freedom, being reminded that freedom is not free, and that there have been brave men and women throughout the years that have given their life for the sake of that freedom, that there have been brave men and women who have gone out onto the battlefield and who did not come home. So yes, it's a long weekend, but it's a weekend to remember. To remember those that have gone before us, to remember the reason that we are able to sit here today, to come to church, to be free. But it's also a day to remember that those brave men and women went out on a mission. They had a task to do, and they did it. They had a mission to do. And they went out on that mission to accomplish it. And so this weekend is Memorial Day weekend, tomorrow being Memorial Day. And so we have a great holiday weekend. But we have another holiday that is among us as well. We have the day of Holy Trinity. Today is Holy Trinity Sunday. Our paraments turn to white. And so we remember the Holy Trinity. Our songs are reflective of the Holy Trinity, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're going to say the Athanasian Creed after this. This is the only time of year we say that creed. One Sunday a year. We have three ecumenical creeds in the LCMS. We have the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed. Both of those we are well aware of and familiar with. But one time a year we say the Athanasian Creed. We reserve it for this Sunday because it is the best creed in terms of reflecting the Holy Trinity and putting forward all the various parts. But when it comes to the Holy Trinity, we have two specific ways of talking about it. And we usually use one way of talking about the Holy Trinity over the other. The two ways are called the immanent and economic. Don't worry, there's not a quiz later. I will not be asking you to repeat that. But just for your sake, it's called the immanent and the economic. The immanent is the way that we're used to hearing about it. God the Father is not God the Son. God the Son is not God the Holy Spirit. And God the Holy Spirit is not God the Father. But yet, we do not have three gods. We have but one God. Each of them are 100% God. And yet, we don't have three gods, we have but one God. Three separate persons, one God. This is typically how we're used to hearing about the Holy Trinity. That's called the immanent Trinity. That is the part that we can't get, that we can't grasp. It is beyond us, it is transcendent, is sometimes how we describe it. Another big word, but don't worry again, no quiz later. However, while that is true, and while that is a good way of understanding the Holy Trinity, our gospel lesson this morning talks about the Holy Trinity in a different way. It's what's known as the economic Trinity. We've heard this text before. It's a familiar text. In fact, we already heard it one time earlier this year. Even earlier this year, this text from John 3 came up. Nicodemus comes at night to talk to Jesus. At first, Jesus is talking one-on-one with Nicodemus, but at some point, he switches, and Jesus begins to talk to all those that are gathered around, more than likely his disciples. His disciples who heard the conversation, who got up, who drew closer to the Lord, and they began to listen and pay attention. And what does Jesus say? Well, he talks about the Holy Trinity, but he talks about the Holy Trinity as we would say the economic Trinity. Now, I keep saying that, but here's what I mean. The economic Trinity is the way we talk about the Holy Trinity in terms of the mission that God does. God, our Heavenly Father, sent His Son. And through His Son, He redeemed the whole world. And through the working of the Holy Spirit, sent by Jesus Christ, He brought us to faith. We were born again, as Jesus talks about it. This is the way the Holy Spirit, this is the way the Trinity, the Holy Trinity, works. God, our Heavenly Father, sends His Son. His Son redeems us through the very work that He did for us upon the cross. And then through the Holy Spirit brings us to faith in that work, that we can cling on to that work. Each part of the Holy Trinity has a job and does a job. Each part of the Holy Trinity has a mission sent forth, and they accomplish that mission. This is how we understand the economic Trinity, found for us in John 3. Found for us in discussing about being born again from heaven or being born from above. That word can be used both ways. But also that God, our Heavenly Father, sent His Son, that whoever believes in Him should be saved, should have eternal life, would have eternal life through Him. It is a mission. It is God's mission. So today, as we gather here, we remember. We remember the Holy Trinity. We remember why we gather here. We remember God and all that He does for us. We also remember those that have gone before us, those that have enabled us to gather here this day, those that have given us freedom with their lives. Yes, it's Memorial Weekend. But we also have a mission as well. A very important mission. For you see, this news that we have, that we receive, is also news that we can give. That's why John 3:16 is such a popular and important passage. Sometimes called the gospel message in a nutshell, for it is the gospel message given to you. But it's also the gospel message that you can give to others. I understand, sometimes telling others about Jesus can make us feel awkward, maybe even out of place. Maybe we feel like the conversation doesn't feel appropriate. And yet at the same time, we as Christians are called. We are called to give that message, to give that gospel message, that God, our Heavenly Father, sent His Son, that whoever believes in Him would have eternal life. It's a message for others that are outside of our doors, but it's also a message for us. It's a message for us to remember. It's a message for us to believe. It's a message for us, for who we are. Christians, children of God, redeemed by Christ Jesus our Lord. In His name, amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.